Greetings, this is your host, Paige Estratore with Financial Services Online. Let's delve into the essentials of this week's insurance industry panoramic in Australia on April 2nd, 2025. We initiate with a major ruling from the Supreme Court of New South Wales, where hefty penalties mar the reputations of Allianz Australia Insurance and AWP Australia, found guilty of misleading online claims about their financial products. Both companies face significant financial consequences. Allianz's wallet feels the burn of a $13.5 million fine, while AWP gapes at a $3.3 million penalty. The transgressions in focus span from 2016 to 2018, during which both corporations were found promoting distortions about their travel insurance benefits. As regulatory standards tighten and the importance of consumer trust soars, this judgment serves as a daunting reminder of the severe consequences of flouting the Corporations Act. Moving on, Chubb Insurance finds itself at the slag end of a decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, in a case fueled by the dispute over damages stemming from vandalism in an apartment complex in 2018, the AFCA ruled in favor of the owners. Water damaged the lifts when hydrants were tampered with, and Chubb initially denied the claim, pointing fingers at poor maintenance. But the AFCA panel stood by the owners, noting inconsistencies in Chubb's assessment and pinholing the water damage as the primary cause. This ruling is yet another testament to the power of consumer rights in the face of corporate defenses. Speaking of rights, the New South Wales government is taking a stand against the predatory practice of claim farming. This is the pressure exerted on individuals, particularly the vulnerable, to file compensation claims unjustifiably. The government is facing these tactics head-on, introducing the Claim Farming Practices Prohibition Bill 2025, which aims to squelch unsolicited inducements to file claims, disallow the sale of claim referrals, and bar those with convictions from charging fees. As these measures are enacted, we are reminded of the importance of consumer protection in the field of insurance. On a technology-driven note, we have the Royal Automobile Association, or RAA, of South Australia ringing in a tech overhaul with the integration of Duck Creek's on-demand cloud platform. The transformation will modernize RAA's motor and home insurance systems with an aim to enhance policy, billing, and claims management. This shift aligns with innovation and moving forward in the digital age, signaling a future where efficiency and customer experience are paramount. With each news story, we see that compliance remains a watchword within the insurance industry, while new operational strategies are adopted to maintain pace with the evolving expectations of Australian consumers. For continued updates, do visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. That's all for this week. This is Paige Estratore signing off. Stay savvy, Australia.